Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Nintendo Fever Podcast. This is episode 23. I'm your host, Holly Felmuth, and I'm joined today by Matteo Desend.
Well, hello, hello.
And Bradzilla Cragen.
What's happening, folks?
In all reality, it's Matt Desend and Bradley Cragen. Bradley just loves to throw out them nicknames.
Holly, what is your nickname? Are you the Hollinator?
That is my nickname. Yes, it is. Yes.
Fits you perfectly because you're so, you know, intimidating and scary.
Well, thank you. That's exactly what I tried to be.
That's what I thought.
All right, so today we are following a very similar structure to usual. First of all, I want to reveal our giveaway winner for Tiny Galaxy. Last week, as most of you know, we talked to Taylor Hash about his Wii U game Tiny Galaxy that just came out a couple weeks ago. And we wanted to, after doing an interview with him, we thought it'd be appropriate to get a code from him to give away to one of you lovely listeners of ours. So I just want to let y'all know the winner is Makala Kabah. Again, if I totally butchered that pronunciation, call me out on it. Please do that, because I tend to do that. So anyway, Makala actually also sent us in some really awesome questions that I wanted to discuss right off the bat as well. His first question. Okay, this is quite the question. What game is better, Super Mario 64 or The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time?
Aw, snaps. I'm pretty biased to Zelda, but...
Well, you're not alone. I'm the exact same.
Because I grew up on that game.
I'm going to take a shot in the dark guess that Holly is going to definitely pick The Legend of Zelda.
I am, but... Yeah. It's not like, well, you know, it's easy for me just because that one has much more significance in my life and childhood. Yeah. But I know that, like, I know that Mario is great, and Mario was a huge part of my childhood as well.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people would actually have that one as a preference. It's just that I just love Zelda. There's nothing like Zelda to, like, just make me feel like I'm completely immersed in this amazing magical world. And I love that. So that's my reasoning. Matt, I'm going to take a shot in the dark and say you're going to pick some Mario.
You know, it's funny. The very first time I played Mario 64 was not on a Nintendo 64. It was actually on the DS. Yeah, which I like. I'm actually a big fan of that version of it because I have my nostalgia for Mario 64 actually is on the DS version of it. So for me, it's the definitive version. I actually really like it. I like the different characters. It wasn't until many years later that I actually got a 64 and I played it and I was like, oh man, this is still awesome. Mario 64 is one of those games to me personally that like actually holds up really well compared to any modern game. Even though it looks pretty crappy in comparison, the gameplay is so solid. The levels are so much fun. Like it is a playground of imagination let loose and it just feels so good to use and to play and to just jump around. I mean, I love Mario 64. I'm actually not very... So my very first experience with Zelda Ocarina of Time is actually for the 3DS.
You weird person.
I've only actually played about 30 minutes of, so I have no actual opinion of that game besides the fact that I know it's supposed to be really good.
It definitely looks better on the 3DS.
That's what I've heard from people is that it looks the way that you thought it used to look like.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But for me, Mario 64 is definitely... To me, there's no competition for that one reason, but I do plan on giving Ocarina of Time the time of day so I can have a more informed opinion. But Mario 64, I don't know how anything could feel better than that game.
Okay. So that all does kind of surprise me. The fact that you haven't played that much of Ocarina of Time, and especially the fact that you didn't actually play Super Mario 64 until the DS.
Mm-hmm.
Both of those statements shock me, which means that Bradley and I are kind of better able to make a decision because we actually kind of grew up with both of those games.
Yeah, on the Nintendo. On the 64. You know,
it's funny, my Nintendo 64, I did not have a lot of first-party games, which I know is like the weirdest statement probably ever. But, like, I had a lot of, I had a lot of rare games, I guess I should say. Like, I had a Jet Force Gemini, and, man, I played the heck out of that. Mario Party, we did have those. We did not have Smash Brothers, believe it or not. You know, like, if you look at, like, the top 10 selling list of Nintendo 64 games, I didn't really have any of those games, which is just weird.
Yeah, I didn't have Smash Bros. Either.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, my neighbor did, so.
Yeah, that's what, I just went over to my neighbor's house.
Even those who didn't grow up with Smash Brothers had a neighbor who had it, at least, so.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so I think Ocarina of Time kind of wins as far as we go.
Sorry, Matt.
It's just okay. I understand.
A little. We learned some new things about Matt today. But McCullough asked some questions about Super Smash Brothers as well. He asks, what did you think about the DLC, or what do you think about the DLC released for Smash Brothers so far? Do you think there will be a tournament offline mode? Lastly, what do you hope for in future Smash DLC? So let's just start with this first question. What do we think of the DLC release for Smash Brothers so far? The floor is all yours.
Who wants to go first?
I'll tackle it. I personally love it. I think it's been really good. The pricing, not so much in love with, but the actual content itself, I'm totally happy with. I got Mewtwo because I got, you know, both games or whatever, so I didn't pay for that one. And I don't really care for Mewtwo because he's way too floaty for me to enjoy like everyone else loves him from like Melee and stuff like that. But when Ryu or Ryu, however you want to pronounce it, and Ness got an or Lucas got announced, I was over the moon excited to play as Ryu. Like I am so the amount of fanboyism inside of my heart when they announced him exploded. I was over the moon excited and happy, and the fact that he plays amazing, in my opinion. Like, I don't care if they release anything else ever again for Smash Brothers, because I have something that I never thought I would ever have, and it's Ryu in a Smash Brothers game. Like, it's shocking to me. When it comes to the Mii outfits, I actually like them way more than I ever thought I was going to, because they did things where they incorporated Virtual Fighter. The newest one has Tales of Symphonia Lloyd in it. Oh my goodness. Like, it's cool that they're going to go this, they're going to take things in this really unique approach, right? Everyone wishes that probably Lloyd from Tales of Symphonia was actually in the game, but they're able to take his likeness, apply it to the sword fighter outfit in the Mii fighter character roster, and now it looks like you're playing as him. Like, it's this, like, this middle ground that I don't think is bad, and I don't think it's great. It's literally perfect. Like, it's just like, this is the way that it can be utilized and used correctly without making it feel like somebody is getting jibbed. I do think that, like, the fact that they're releasing, like, Mii Fighter hoodies, you know, that sounds to me like horse armor. Like, nobody wants to pay for that kind of stuff. But when it comes to these kind of, like, cool character skins, I actually think it's pretty cool. Would I have rather saw, like, King K. Rool as an actual character and not just a skin? I mean,
it doesn't rule him out.
It doesn't. Well, I think it does kind of. Well, maybe not, because they have Samus armor, right?
Yeah, that's what I was kind of thinking about.
So that's interesting. Like, why would you want to pick Samus armor if you already have Samus as a character, though?
That is a very good question.
But then again, it's nice because no one's forcing you to buy the things you don't want, right?
Yeah.
Like, you have that choice of what it is you actually want to buy. And I almost think that, can you? So, okay. Well, let's hear your guys' opinion on the DLC first, and then we'll talk about tournament mode later.
Okay.
But I do like what they've released so far, and it makes me excited for the future.
Okay. Here's a question for both of you. Did you buy all of the DLC in the various bundles that were released? Or did you kind of pick and choose?
Pick and chose.
Okay. Same here. I want to get all the fighters and all the stages, and I will be good with that. I only paid for one Mii Fighter costume. Actually, it wasn't... let's see here. It was Dunban, so I think it's Swordsman. Only,
yeah, I got the Mega Man X one, because that was awesome.
Oh, that one's cool.
It was awesome.
I don't have a whole lot of nostalgia for Mega Man yet.
You're crazy.
But for me, yeah, picking and choosing for the most part. I haven't bought a single Mii costume since Dunban, though. I think Mii costumes are kind of dumb. to pay for those anyway.
I never used the Mii Fighters, so it's like, why? I don't really need the costumes. I mean, they look cool, some of them, like King K. Rool, Lloyd, the Mega Man X stuff, those look cool. I just don't want to spend my money on it.
Yeah.
They are so pretty cheap, though. The costumes are, at least.
Yeah. They're like a little over $1 to get one costume.
Yeah, but
they're
weird. They're really weird in pricing, right? $1.15?
How many do you get for $1.15?
You just get the one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Each costume, I think, is like 75 cents. And then if you want to get it for the 3DS and Wii U, then it's like $1.15.
Oh, dear me.
It's really weird pricing in that way. I don't think it's too expensive because I'm sure we've all bought stuff on the Wii U eShop before, and we have like $1.75 left for whatever weird reason, or like $1.89 or whatever the case may be. Like, this is kind of that perfect amount of like, oh man, I only got $2. Oh yeah, I'll get a costume.
Yeah, it just feels weird, like, with the characters, they're like $5 each, and then when you like measure that up to how much the game actually costs, like $60, it kind of seems weird.
It seems expensive, and I actually compare it to Mario Kart 8 DLC. I mean, you got a massive amount of DLC if you bundled both packs together for $12. That
like
was a fantastic deal. Yeah.
Yeah, but you almost can't like compare them for that reason. I mean, it really is almost just too. Mario Kart 8 DLC was ridiculously perfect in pricing. Like, there's nothing that will ever do it better.
Dang it. I don't look forward to a future like that.
Or they can go Splatoon and give us free stuff.
Is it really free when it's already on the disc and they're just choosing when to release it?
Yeah, but it's still cool that it's free.
I think that they're doing a really cool release schedule, but we're going off topic, so let's talk about whatever else.
Smash,
yeah.
The only thing I really care about is the characters. I don't really care about the stages or the costumes.
Yeah. To me, the stages are actually a little better than the characters, because I have my favorite characters from the main roster, and I love having new places to fight that with them on. So
we're going to have like a Smash Brothers night, guys, right?
Hopefully.
Like really Maybe. Soon? We need to do this here very, very soon.
I agree. We'll have Splatoon night first. We got to be a part of a squad, you guys. We got to find one other person and be a squad on Splatoon soon.
I can't play Splatoon.
Why?
Oh, yeah, the internet thing.
Yeah, my internet's too slow.
Can you play Smash, or are you going to lag us all?
I can play Smash.
Huh.
Splatoon's just, I don't know, the eight players, I guess, just throws it off.
Interesting. Anyway, so, our next question under Super Smash Bros. DLC. Do you think there will be a tournament offline mode? My answer, I hope. And I'm mad at Nintendo. I am legitimately mad at Nintendo right now. There should be a rotation mode in Super Smash Bros. And there should be a tournament mode, both for local play. There needs... I don't know why that wasn't a thing from the beginning. I'm legitimately mad about that. So it is my hope that tournament mode will release offline. And also, and I don't know why, but I guess this isn't even a possibility anymore, but rotation mode. I loved that, where it automatically kind of says, you know, you can choose to say like, okay, winner has to switch their controller out, or loser has to switch their controller out. And it does all that switching for you in case you have like an odd number of friends or whatever. I loved that in like Super Smash Bros. Brawl.
I never even used it personally. So that's crazy to hear somebody that cared about it so much.
I didn't even know that was there.
Oh.
I saw it. I just never played it like that.
I'm the only one with friends, like locally. Anyway, so that's my short answer for that. I hope tournament offline mode happens. I'm mad that it didn't. Like, legitimately, I want to email Nintendo and be like, guys, seriously. But what do you guys think?
I think it would be pretty awesome to have it all offline. I haven't actually checked out the tournament mode yet. I haven't updated my game yet, so.
Ooh. You gotta do that.
I do think... Okay, I'm just gonna be honest. No, we're not gonna see it come offline. It's Nintendo, and if they would have done it, they would have released it at the same time. I don't see them doing it now. I think it's dumb, because I don't know why they wouldn't, but I do think that sadly that's the case. And do you want to talk? Like, I actually played tournament mode for about 2 hours the night that it came out. Do we want to talk about impressions of that, or do you want to wait till what we've been playing?
I was thinking about what we've been playing for that one. So
okay, I'll wait.
That's all right, fine. So let's get to this last question here. Lastly, what do you hope for in future Smash DLC? I'd like to see the entire like collection of, since we already have so many N64 stages in the game so far, I'd like to see all of them just, you know, come to
There really
to
wasn't
Smash
that
Brothers.
Many, right? How many Not total re- stages so. Was in the 64 game?
Good question.
Because I want to say... I want to say maybe 12, just because it was the N64, and I'll find out real quick. You guys talk.
All right, okay. So Bradley, what are you looking forward to for Smash Brothers DLC in the future?
All I care about is more characters.
Ah, predictable, after what you said about your thoughts on the current DLC. So any particular characters?
Let's see.
That's always, I mean, this is such a controversial topic, but any personal picks from you?
I actually did a video on this, and one of my picks, it's an interesting pick. It's actually the Monster Hunter from Monster Hunter.
The Monster Hunter?
Yeah, your character, whoever you play as.
Okay.
A Monster Hunter. It'd be pretty cool because he has all the different weapons and they can be used for different moves, stuff like that. I don't know.
Hmm. Definitely an interesting one. If I, my dream character, literally, if I, I would be happy for life if they, if Nintendo put this character in Super Smash Brothers, Wonder Red from the Wonderful 101.
I think he was on my list too.
He could be the coolest character in Super Smash Bros. The coolest. Yeah. He could somehow incorporate like almost all the Unite morphs somehow. Yeah. And it would be amazing.
Looks like there were 17 stages on the Nintendo 64 game.
No way.
Yep.
Stages. Okay, now I'm doing some legitimate.
I just typed in Smash Brothers stages and I counted them. And it looks like it was, it looks like 17 is what I counted.
Are you sure you're not talking about, like, Melee? Because I really don't remember that many stages being in the original.
It just says Super Smash Brothers.
What were they, man? I could probably name, like, five right now.
Peach's Castle, Hyrule Castle, Dreamland, Congo Jungle, Yoshi's Island, Safari City, Planet Zebs, Zek Sector Z, Mushroom Kingdom, Race to the Finish, Battlefield, Final Destination, Metal Mario Stage, which I don't know anything about.
Some of these I don't think count, really.
Wait, there's only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, there's 9 stages.
How come I'm being thrown off on this?
Well, there's single player stages, and then there are a total of 8 starter stages, and then there's 1 unlockable stage.
That sounds more accurate for sure.
Well, on this Smashopedia page, I just typed in stages, and it gave me the Battlefield, Hyrule Castle, Peach's Castle, Dreamland, Congo Jungle, Yoshi's Island, Mushroom Kingdom, Saffron City.
Saffron,
Battlefield,
sorry. Battlefield's a single-player stage.
Yeah, technically speaking, I believe so.
Battlefield, Final Destination, and Metal Mario stage.
What was Metal Mario
stage? Topic.
Yes, we are. But still, there's
all
only, like...
just because I want all those stages to be in the new Smash
well,
Brothers
if
as
it's
DLC.
Only, if it is only 9 stages, that's not far-fetched. And they've already released how many? 3? 4?
But you do got to keep in mind,
they
got to save some stuff for the next one.
Nah, the next one's pretty long off. And they're just going to have like this giant like universe of Smash Brothers and that.
Just like a bajillion characters.
Bajillion.
You do have a point, though, Bradley, I must admit.
Anyway. We want all this stuff, but it's like, well, they got to save some stuff for the next one.
For my quick little thing about future DLC that I want to see is more characters from different series of video games. I don't want to see a ton of Nintendo games. I want to see people that are maybe originated on Nintendo or have a history with Nintendo, but eventually, you know, even if they went off and did their own thing. I want to see Solid Snake come back. I think that'd be super cool. And I also want to see them dig really deep inside, like, their library of games of, like, something that's, like, nobody would ever expect. Like, I made a list as well of people that I would like to see come from for new players on Smash Brothers, and I picked Starman, and he was one of the wrestlers from a very old NES game called Pro Wrestling. So I think something like that would be super cool, and there's a possibility of them doing that because I mean we have Little Mac, we have Ryu, you know these are actual like characters from like fighting games, you know quote unquote. Little Mac's obviously a boxer, Ryu's an actual martial artist. Like I think a professional wrestler would be kind of cool as well.
A superhero would too. Wonder Red.
Wonder Red would be awesome as well. And so would Bradley's Monster Hunter pick. Honestly, the Monster Hunter seems the most plausible, like the way that he fights, as Bradley was saying. And Wonder Red as well. I mean, but then again, Snake already was there and he worked. And professional wrestler, I feel like he could work as well. He could be almost like a grappler type Smash Brothers character, which would be very different. So
cool. Well, I think that pretty much covers all of our thoughts.
I think we're done with the whole podcast now. Thanks, everybody. See you next week.
Yeah. I'm starting to feel that way. But we have plenty of other great stuff to discuss, including some more questions or comments from Twitter, according to Matt, anyway.
Yep.
I don't have access to these yet.
Yes. Do you want to do the recent swag first, though?
Sure. I guess we can, take a break from listener comments and questions.
Let's get swaggy.
Let's get swaggy. Okay. Matt, you want to start us off?
I will. I was able to score myself a Nintendo Game Boy Color. the Kiwi Green, or Kiwi, Kiwi Green. Pretty cool looking. I got a lot of games. Okay, so here we go. I'm just going to rattle them off real quick. Let's see. I got Game & Watch Gallery 3, Chess Master, Tarzan, Lord of the Jungle, because that's, you know, he's the Lord of the Jungle. Extreme Sports for the Game Boy Color. I believe this is a WayForward joint. It's made by Infogrames, but I'm pretty sure WayForward is the ones that actually developed it. Infogrames is the one that published it, I believe.
I think it's one of their first ones.
I think it is, but it's not worth anything on eBay, so it's not a rare one to find. Not like Shantae.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Yeah.
Then I also got this one called Kingdom Crusade, which I'm sorry, guys, I didn't mean to, like, not do this, but I was kind of trying to play this as we were talking, and I didn't understand what was happening, and I don't know if that's because I wasn't paying attention because of your guys' voices, or if I'm just not any good at video games. I'm going to go with the latter. And then this week, I actually picked up two games as well for the Game Boy Color, which is crazy. I got Tetris DX, which is probably the best version of Tetris on the Game Boy. The first Tetris Game Boy game is also amazing, but it doesn't save your high scores because this one, on the other hand, does save your high score. So that's awesome. And then I also got another game that I've never heard of and or played called Tetris Attack. So that is all the amazing Game Boy stuff that I have. I'm getting quite a big Game Boy collection, guys. I'm going to do a video about it, I think, and I'll tag you in it.
All right.
What was that? I'm playing a game. Sorry.
Oh, that's not nice.
I really am playing Monster Hunter. I can't stop.
You know, I don't doubt that at all.
The Great Jaggies.
I have not found that Great Jaggy again yet. He ran away like a little baby, limping his little legs off. But
better cut that tail off, man.
So Great violent. Jaggy's tail can't come off. You darn crazy it. Person. Yeah, I wish. Bradley, you want to talk about anything new that you have received recently?
A few weeks ago, I talked about how I won on Twitter a giveaway for an amiibo. People just like giving away amiibos on Twitter for some reason. And I've been retweeting like every single giveaway. And I won a second one. I won a NES amiibo. Pretty awesome. Because he's a pretty rare one. I mean, he's a GameStop exclusive and stuff like that. So, yeah. He's on the way. I haven't received him yet.
Bradley's going to eventually collect every single amiibo through giveaways.
Oh, I wish.
As far as my recent swag goes, I got codenamed Steam. Bought that off my Utah Nintendo Facebook group. Go Utah. I also got a copy of Super Monkey Ball Banana Blitz, which is a Wii game. Yeah, not a good one. Not a good one at all. Anyway.
It's a launch title. It's a launch title.
Yeah, it's like my first kind of like new impressions of it, I guess, because I did get it at launch and I haven't played it in years. But my new impressions are that, like, you know, Sega developed this game and they just did not know how to implement motion controls. The motion controls are so bad, but those are just my quick initial thoughts on that. I haven't played Codename Steam yet, but I'm quite thrilled that I finally have a game other than Smash Bros. Where I can use my, let me look up here.
Fire Emblem?
Wait, yeah, my Fire Emblem amiibo. I guess I only have two, Ike and Lucina, so that'll be fun. I'm looking
Lucy?
Forward to it. I did. I had a really good friend and listener of the podcast, Mike Fulham, was able to snag me a Lucina.
Good guy. That Mike guy is a good guy.
Absolutely.
Codename Steam is a pretty good game. Now that there's the update out where you can like fast forward, that is awesome.
The demo, so horrible to me because of the fact that you had to like sit through every single enemy turn. So tedious and annoying. But let's talk about what we've been playing. We're going to dive into some deeper thoughts about Metroid Prime soon. But first, let's talk a little bit about other things besides our Game of the Month game last month, which was Metroid Prime. Have any of us been playing the tournament mode in Smash Brothers extensively? I literally tried it for 20 minutes. There's a 20-minute tournament that I joined, and it just didn't, like, I you know, the tournament starts, and I'm like, yeah, battle, join. And nobody ever got paired with anybody else. It was a dud. And that's my entire experience with tournament mode. But I hear you, Matt, have had a little bit more experience with that.
So I got off of work on the 30th, which is when the update went live. And I had forgot that there was going to be like this big update. So I got on and I had put in Smash Brothers back into my Wii U recently because I wanted to try. I had, ever since Ryu came out, I had been playing extensively on my 3DS, and that was about it. And then finally I put the Wii U disc inside, and I was like, oh cool, I'm going to play Ryu for a little while. And I did that for a bit, and I was like, man, I'm rusty as just rust gets. I'm bad. And then I plug it in, I'm like, oh, I'm going to play a little bit of Smash Brothers. And I was like, oh yeah, the update went live today. So I was able to get in. I hopped into the tournament mode. I played it for 2 hours, and I probably did about 10 matches in those 2 hours because, like I said, I'm really bad. So I lost a lot, so I was able to restart other tournaments a lot. There's two tournament modes. There's one where you set up like a big lobby, and you can pick and choose which one you want to go into as long as there's open positions, or you can create your own. Then there was another part called regular tournaments. Regular tournaments, when you would enter into it, if you could find one that had enough open spots available, you would enter into it, and then you had to stay inside of that room until the tournament actually started. And if you tried to back out, you'd be kicked out of that tournament and you would lose your spot. So,
interesting.
If you did the regular tournament, you're kind of stuck into doing it and you can't leave, okay? If you do the other open tournaments, then you actually are able to set up a time limit as to when this tournament opens and closes. And the idea is that, let's say we do the Nintendo Fever tournament, right? And we decide to have 12 participants total. And we decide to run this tournament for 2 days. So you have 2 days to get in as many fights as you can with everybody that's inside of this tournament. And whoever has the most points by the end of the 2 days fighting people that are within the tournament will be the winner of that tournament. It's less of a bracket tournament and more of a...
Points.
Who plays the most, pretty much?
That is what it boils down to. It sounds a little bit like Mario Kart 8 tournaments, honestly.
Yes, that's much more... that is Mario Kart 8 tournament style. Or you can enter the regular tournaments, like I was saying. And the regular tournaments are actual bracket-based tournaments online.
I think I prefer that.
I prefer both of them if you can get people that are willing to commit to when they're going to play the actual tournament.
Yeah, that's the kicker.
Yeah, and that happened to me...
Can't you do private ones?
You can do private ones, and you can do ones that require a password. To enter into, or you can, like I said, you can just scroll and see if there's one that you want to enter into, if there's enough people, or if there hasn't been enough people on the, entered into that one yet. Lag was an issue for me. I don't know if it's going to be an issue.
It's always an issue for me. It's just expected.
I actually haven't had like a ton of issues with lag playing Smash Brothers. I've always had a pretty decent connection. I have decent internet. I actually just use Wi-Fi. I don't even use like plugged in internet, and I've always had pretty decent time with it.
Well, that's a bad omen for the tournaments then, now that the tournaments are here. But it could just be people's like over excitement about the tournaments being available now.
I'm hoping.
Are they 1v1?
They're 1v1 and they're four free for all. I did not see anything that allowed for team tournaments, like where it was, you know, 2-on-2.
Yeah, they're usually pretty lag free when I play 1v1. I never play like 4-player.
Yeah, 1v1 was much better lagless when it came to that for sure. But I did play it like a really good free-for-all match with no lag at all, and I got my butt hammered. Wow, I'm really rusty is what I learned from this whole thing. Like, I need to practice a couple times before I go back online. I think the other night I played Smash Brothers online. I played 10 matches. Anybody want to guess how many of those matches I won?
One.
Two.
One pathetic match that was an accidental win because he accidentally jumped off the edge on his first death.
Oh.
So I had an advantage of one. I won with a handicap of one, and I still got my butt kicked one time, and I almost lost. I'm really rusty, guys. I'm really, really legitimately rusty, and I don't know when or how this happened.
Yeah, no biggie. Don't worry, I'm probably the same way. So today, something very exciting is going to happen, I am sure. Bradley can talk about Etrian Odyssey 2, Untold, The Fafnir Knight, right?
I can.
Woo!
I watched
so tell
his
us a
review
about that game. Yeah, I did as well. Looks pretty
Comes
good.
Comes out on August 4th.
I'm still not 100% sold. In fact, at the end of your review, you talked about how, like, you may as well wait for a sale, because Atlas actually does sales quite frequently.
Yeah, they're pretty good with sales.
Yeah, I think that's the direction I'm going to go, but is there anything you want to mention? Every one of our listeners listening right now should just go look up that review to see for themselves what you have to say. But is there anything additional that you'd like to add to the podcast?
It's a pretty, like, user-friendly game. I mean, it's not, like, a super hardcore
which most are.
Yeah, I mean, like, the original ones were really hardcore. Like, there's a lot of backtracking and stuff like this. But this one is really streamlined, so it makes it pretty easy to get into. Like, there's shortcuts. You can jump between floors quickly. So, yeah, it's pretty... I like it. It was fun.
That's very good to know, especially for me, because I'm intimidated. Believe it or not, me, the RPG lover, is intimidated by Etrian Odyssey, mostly because it's a dungeon crawler, and that's not a genre I am familiar with at all.
The dungeon crawling is actually pretty fun. Only when you put on the auto map, though, because otherwise you have to draw the map out yourself.
So you didn't find that to be very fun?
No, because you have to like stop every few steps, bring out your stylus, draw the planes and stuff like that, so... The auto map works really well, but it doesn't, like, take away the whole experience of the map drawing. You still have to, like, mark the shortcuts, the mining spots, and stuff like that. So, it doesn't take away the whole experience, but it makes it much more quicker paced, or how can I say it? It makes it,
Streamlined.
Streamlined, yeah.
Using your word that you used a few minutes ago, anyway. Okay, so... Now let's talk about a little bit of Metroid Prime. For those who are new to our Nintendo Fever Game of the Month Club, we decided to start basically just playing like a classic game a month because we kind of need that time to play some of these classics that we have missed out on or whatever. So for the month of July, we played through Metroid Prime, although whether we actually got all the way through is... I don't think any of us did, actually. Plain and simple. You guys didn't, right?
You didn't, Holly? No.
I did not.
Oh, I thought how... So, I started pretty strong, I felt. I was like, you know what, I can do this. And I honestly don't have a whole lot of excuses. I mean, yes, life got busy and stuff like that. But it's a really fun game, and I want to spend more time with it. I wish I had a better excuse other than just... I just didn't play as much as I wanted to. And that's... It's a good game. I understood it, why it was a good game, but when it came to like, oh, I want to play the tournament mode on Smash Brothers, I did that instead for 2 hours. I wanted to play Towerfall or Tower Control on Splatoon, so I did that instead. You know, just other things kind of came up where I was like, I could play this old game or I could play this newer game, and I kind of chose the newer game sometimes. So I did put about 4 hours into it. I got to the part... After you get the bombs for the morph ball, and then I got a little bit past there. I can't remember. I got one more weapon upgrade. Is the spider ball? Is that the next one?
I feel like that's actually a pretty later on.
Yeah, I think it is. Because I don't. That. What did I get after the bombs? I did things kind of backwards, I guess.
Shot? Is there no?
What? No.
I think the charge shot you have from the beginning.
No, you don't have it from the beginning.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang.
I didn't even get it for... I don't think I actually got it. I ran into a small backtracking problem where I played it really aggressively for about 2 hours the very first time I picked it up, right? And then I left it alone for about 2 weeks. Not a good idea, because I totally forgot where it was I was supposed to go. And I figured it out after I looked at a walkthrough. And I have no shame. I'm totally okay with using a walkthrough. I don't mind using it. But I had to use a walkthrough to get past the part I was at. And then I put it back down, and sadly, I never got back around to picking it up again.
I last time we talked about this game kind of in our midway report, I talked about how, you know, even the backtracking can be somewhat fun in Metroid Prime because, you know, controlling Samus is just so smooth and so nice. And I actually kind of had almost an entire U-turn in that line of thinking, where I actually kind of quit the game a couple weeks ago because I was so tired of backtracking, and sometimes I didn't even know where I was backtracking to. And I am so reluctant to use walkthroughs. So, but I did get, for those of you who have played it all the way through, and don't worry, I actually have in the past, so I can at least say that. I didn't beat it this month, but I have beat it in the past. But for those of you who've played it and know where this is, I was able to beat the Omega Pirate. Very tough boss battle, a little bit too much of the changing of visors and weapons for me, because that is kind of a bit of a, it's kind of a hassle to do that in the first place, to change your visor and your weapon type. So kind of a long, almost gave me like wrist cramps type boss battle. And then I started wandering around some more, and I just had no idea where I was going, and I was really annoyed just trying to get from room to room, avoiding all the darn enemies that have all respawned. And I eventually was just like, I can't do it anymore. I've beaten this game once, and that's good enough, because I think I just kind of went, I kind of, by the time I was to that point, I had just been playing it the wrong way for too long. You gotta kind of take your time. Even as you backtrack through these rooms that you've already come through, you have to be willing to stop and fight the enemies at least a little bit. And they were just getting on my nerves and the backtracking thing. And I don't always know where I'm supposed to go next until you get scan data, which, I don't know what triggers that. In fact, I've had a few different weird instances. Like one time I beat a boss, and I immediately got scan data telling me where to go next, basically. And then other times I wander around aimlessly for like, you know, 10, 15 minutes before finally the game is all like receiving scan data. And then it tells you basically like there's something going on in this room. You should go check it out. So I beat the Omega Pirate boss battle and didn't get any scan data for maybe 10, 15 minutes after that and thought, oh, I'm through with this. So I got kind of irritated by that game by the end of July. but I did enjoy it when I played it through the first time because I was taking my time. I was savoring the creepy environment. I was really just enjoying the experience. And this time I was just trying to get to the end. So you kind of gotta have the right attitude when you play that game is my advice to you.
Yeah, I definitely agree that the times that I sat down and played it, I really enjoyed everything that I was doing. I as well felt the backtracking kind of early on because I've never been a huge like backtracking type player. Like the games that I've really enjoyed backtracking the most in was actually Castlevania games like Dawn of Sorrow, Ord of Ecclesia, and Portrait of Ruin. I don't know why, but those backtrackings, and I think maybe it's just because it's a lot more action heavy. This backtracking, like, it's almost
RPG-ish.
Well, this backtracking to me is almost like it's annoying because the enemies are always going to spawn in the same spot, right? So, like, you know, when you go around a corner, it's like, oh gosh, here's the four sand monsters that I already killed. Like, are these just like the great descendants of the four sand monsters I already killed 5, 15, 17, 20 times now? Like, they always appear at the same spots. It gets tiresome. You know, and maybe...
It does, admittedly.
And maybe it's just because...
I understand why they do that, though. Because of the health drops and the ammo stuff.
Yep. Definitely, that's the reason why. But then they're kind of far in between, right? Like, so they become, like, too much of, like, these, like... I mean, I guess, to a point, they're, like, landmarks, kind of, right? I mean,
yeah.
you know
oh,
they're going to be there.
Oh, it's that room with those space pirates.
Exactly,
okay,
yeah.
Now I know where I'm at. It does have a lot of cool environments, though, a lot of cool puzzles and rooms, you know, with a lot of, you know, tricky maneuvers and things like that. The game definitely has its strengths, and it is an amazing game as long as you're willing to really, like I say, savor the experience and just take your time.
Yeah, the little bit I played of it, I really didn't like the controls. I don't like
really?
The layout, like the visor thing. That thing
yeah,
was
that
annoying.
Is annoying, admittedly. So I can understand that, but I feel like the point controls are amazing, and moving Samus around is not too bad. I mean, I had my platforming struggles. This game, it does have a lot of tricky platforming stuff, and platforming doesn't always work as like you expect it to. But for the most part, you know, controlling Samus, jumping, doing the jump, double jump, and pointing with the Wii remote, I think it feels pretty awesome.
Yeah. It's just the Wii remote's kind of like limited in the number of buttons or where the buttons are, and it just kind of makes it awkward.
Yeah.
Like the minus button, stuff like that.
Yeah.
The minus and plus button, you kind of have to crick your like thumb down there to touch them.
Yeah, I'd agree, but I will say I think most, maybe you guys will both agree, but I do think that pointer controls are like the most efficient first-person shooter controls in the world. Like, when you lock onto something and you can just sit there and shoot at it and then like you can stay locked and like just aim over to the side, like it's so fluid when it works really well. And I don't know, like that's the one thing that I do love about this game is just the controls are awesome. Just awesome, I thought.
I would agree with Matt on that one. But Bradley is right with this, the whole button layout thing, especially the plus and minus buttons, which are so important to the gameplay. So it's kind of a mixed bag, I guess. I think, though, Metroid Prime is good. Like I say, take your time. That I can't stress that enough for those of you who have never played it and would like to. However, if you want to actually be up to date on what we are playing, we are this is August now, in case you didn't get the memo. We are starting a new Game of the Month Club game, and we decided on The Legend of Zelda, The Minish Cap. So please play along with us if you would like during the month of August. The way I see it, if you have that game in your backlog, this is an amazing excuse to go back and play it for once, you know? It is for me. I'm really excited to get to it.
I love the art style.
Yeah.
It's nice and colorful.
Very colorful.
As Holly, I've told her before, but I've actually never beat a Zelda game. I always get into them pretty far, and then I just walk away, or I never seem to finish it. So I'm excited for this excuse. And this one I have on my 3DS.
It's a pretty short one, too.
Yeah.
And it's on my 3DS, so it's going to be a lot easier for me to sit down and play it, where Metroid Prime, you know, I love the Wii. I do. But you do have to kind of be in, like, Wii mode, you know, to play it. You have to use the Wii mode. You have to be able to point. You have to, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Disc in. Oh, wait a minute. Not with the Wii.
No, not with the Wii.
But you have to grab the right controllers, plug in the nunchuck, everything.
Turn
like
on
that.
The sensor bar.
Just so easy.
Exactly. Yeah. So this is a good one. I'm going to leave it by my bed. And basically every night I'm going to play it. That's how I'm going to get through this. Like, there's nothing stopping me from not being able to play it when I want to. So that's kind of the nice thing about it.
Yeah,
and it's short.
We're making history. Matt is going to beat his first Zelda game.
I am.
I think it's the shortest Zelda game, I think.
I've heard that before. Well, other than the first one, because you can, like, speed it and stuff.
Oh, yeah, true.
Which I got very far in the first one. I got 4 out of the 8 Triforces on the Legend of Zelda for the NES. And that was awesome.
I got pretty far, too.
I think I got at least 5.
That was awesome.
Even 6.
I want to just say, like, the original NES Zelda, I'm shocked by how awesome and how much fun it was. No, you're crazy.
It's hard.
I got further than you.
Do you like roguelikes?
Yet, I still don't know. Do I like what?
Have you ever heard of a style of games called roguelikes?
Yeah.
No.
Like, have you ever played Rogue Legacy?
No, haven't even heard of that.
You die and you pretty much start all over.
Yeah, This is like the original, like, I don't know what came first, because there was a game called Rogue, and that's why people call it roguelike. But Zelda is a roguelike. It really is. Like, you get as far as you can, you die, you keep all your experience from before, and then you just kind of keep going a little bit further. You use that information that you learned about that temple to beat the temple the next time you go into it.
Mm-hmm.
I fell in love with it. I'm going to go back and I'm gonna play more Zelda for the NES. That was awesome. I felt so good when I played it. When I did something like right and I defeated a boss, I was like, I am Link. Nothing can stop me.
Oh, play some of the... I just don't know what to tell you. And I don't know why I don't like the original Zelda that much, but like I say, I got further than you guys. I think both of you. Bradley, did you say you got like 4 dungeons in as well?
Somewhere around there, or 5. I wasn't keeping track.
We might have been at about the same level.
It's kind of hard to keep track because it doesn't really tell you which dungeon's which.
Very true. Yeah. In fact, I don't even remember which ones I did beat now, so I might even have to start a new file. Isn't that so weird with RPGs? Like, if you stay away from it long enough, it's almost more beneficial to start over than it is to try and figure out where you're at.
Yeah.
Except in Monster Hunter, you can always pick that game up and enjoy it, but I'm going to close that for now. I've been playing it this whole time.
It sounded like you opened it, actually.
My 3DS is very clicky, but anyway, we'll be playing Legend of Zelda The Minish Cap this month. Use hashtag NFGameClub to chat with us on Twitter. That's kind of short for Nintendo Fever Game Club, so NFGameClub. To chat with us on Twitter about that. We would love to hear your thoughts on the game. We're definitely going to be giving you ours, or at least I will, because I was pretty much the only one posting on Metroid Prime out of us.
Busy,
fingers here.
Busy day.
Anyway, so let's talk about our feature today. We're going to talk about virtual console games that we want. We specifically want to kind of focus in on rare virtual console games that... obviously, I mean, there's an obvious reason that we want rare games, because it's hard to get them otherwise. So I'm just going to start and throw out a game that I would like to see on the Wii U virtual console. This is a Wii game, Fire Emblem Radiant Dawn, because I
darn it, you took mine.
Oh, dang it, I should have let you go first. How about the GameCube one? You can claim that one.
Path of Radiance?
Yeah.
Well, they have to be, let's go ahead and just keep with the systems that are already on the Virtual Console as of right now.
Yeah.
So, like, the Wii stuff's good, Super Nintendo's good, Game Boy Advance, DS.
64,
Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis is not on this one. yeah, just things like that. Just rare games that are, it seems like it would make sense for them to release it, right?
Yeah, Radiant Dawn's expensive if you buy it used or new. It's like $60, used.
For probably just the disc only, too, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. I just looked it up on Amazon.
And it is a Wii game. Nintendo, yeah. Put your rare... I mean, Nintendo's not putting many Wii games on the Virtual Console at all anymore. So
they
if you do,
a new
Nintendo...
One, right?
They did. They turned to Dreamland, yeah.
Yep. Which I already own. Not about to pay $20 to have that digitally.
I'm surprised they didn't release it at 10 for the first week. I think they should.
Me too.
I really think they should do that. I think
in
that's...
honor of Kirby's 23rd birthday,
yeah, 23rd.
Nintendo.
That's what I was thinking.
Anyway, so Fire Emblem Radiant Dawn. I'd also, and I think, you know, I think Europe actually has Fire Emblem Shadow Dragon currently, which is a DS game, and it's fairly rare. You could probably buy a cart only for like maybe $30 or something like that, which isn't too bad, but I do want to see that on the Virtual Console so I can play it a little easier. I haven't bought a single DS game on the Virtual Console. I haven't seen anything that gets me excited or anything. And so Fire Emblem, Shadow Dragon, a DS game, I would love to see as well. So Bradley, did you have any others?
Okay, I got a really obscure one. I don't even really know much about it. It's Ogre Battle 64.
It's supposed to be really good.
I know Holly would like this. It's a strategy game, kind of like Fire Emblem. I think it's a real-time strategy game.
Ooh,
and
I love me some RTS.
Now, I'm pretty sure Ogre Battle 64 is on the Wii Virtual Console.
Is it?
I think it might be, but I'm
not sure.
Yeah, so it's fine. I don't mind like including it for the Wii U because that's kind of what we're talking about, the newest system.
Yeah.
But it is nice that you bring up that game because it is a rare game. It is expensive. It is hard to find. It's for the 64. It's not readily available by any stretch of the imagination. And it is something that would be cool if we could easily play it on our Wii U without having to go into Wii mode, right?
Yeah.
Right. I have a game, actually, Chrono Trigger, which is on the Wii Virtual Console, but not the Wii U one right now. So that was another one.
I want to play that on my gamepad. I really, really do.
Yeah. So, Matt,
Kay.
What's your top pick?
My
or
top
maybe pick. Your bottom pick, if you want to start there.
Okay. I don't mind starting on the bottom. This is an import game. So that's, imports are kind of in that same place of like rare games. Just the fact that like, it's not the easiest thing to import them is kind of the way I figured it, right? It's called Super Fire Pro Wrestling X. The Fire Pro Wrestling series are an awesome wrestling series. And we don't have any of them except for two for the Game Boy Advance, Fire Pro Wrestling 1 and Fire Pro Wrestling 2, which I would love to also see come because I love Fire Pro Wrestling games. But the Super...
Is there fire involved? That's my question.
There can be fire. There is a deathmatch mode, and there's an exploding ring. But nobody dies. It's not like scary exploding. It's just like, oh no, explosions. Everyone's laying down.
Everywhere.
Yeah. but the Japan release, it's heavily in Japan, so it'd be really hard to import it and even to play it, so it probably will never happen. But that's my wish list. I would love to see Fire Pro Wrestling X. Well, X Premium is like the best version of it, and that's what I would love to see. It is the most in-depth, fun, create-a-mode, custom wrestling game there's ever been, and I would just kill for a Super Fire Pro Wrestling X Premium game. It'd be awesome.
All right, so if we're going in order here, I guess it's back to me, technically. Here's a question. Was Diddy Kong Racing a Virtual Console game that came to the Wii?
I don't know if Diddy Kong Racing did come to the Wii or not, to be honest.
Well,
I don't think so.
Either way, Diddy Kong Racing is one. I recently actually played that on an N64 at my friend's house, and it's dated. But it was still fun, and I'd love to be able to go back and play that one once in a while.
Yeah, I know there was a Diddy Kong Racing game that came out to the DS.
No Conker, though.
Heard about that.
I don't think.
No Conker. Yeah, that's sad. Any rare game I think we could easily put on this list, though. And
I found it surprising that Conker, I mean, I had no idea what Conker was when I was little, but now that I know what Conker is, I'm surprised that that's a character in Diddy Kong Racing. It's got a really weird roster.
I think it was...
It was supposed to
be... I think he was added before the game came out. I mean,
originally... Oh. Originally, it wasn't supposed to be a Donkey Kong-themed racing game. If you notice, the only person from Donkey Kong series is Diddy Kong. The rest of them are all other Rare characters.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only actual, like, Nintendo character in the entire bunch, which is... Once again, like you said, pretty crazy.
I guess that may be a reason that if it never did come to Wii, that could be the reason. I never even thought about that.
It seems so weird that the Xbox One is going to get something called the Rare Replay, and the majority of the games that anybody remembers and or cares about are Nintendo 64 games.
Yep. It is weird. It is weird. But we're back around to Bradley, I believe, if you have any other wish list, virtual console wish list games.
I picked Mother 3.
Ah.
Yep. It's definitely like the thorn in everybody's side because there I believe that there's an English translation of it.
There's definitely a chance because they brought Earthbound to the Wii U. They brought the original Mother to the Wii U. So why not finish the trilogy and bring Mother 3 to the Wii U?
Yeah. I
nobody has an answer to that.
Nobody
Nintendo
does. I agree.
Nintendo has an answer that is just probably ludicrous.
What is your guys' history with the Earthbound series? Do both of you play the NES game or the Super Nintendo game, and did either one of you buy the NES game?
I've only played Earthbound, the Super Nintendo one. I beat it. I like it. I don't want to play the Earthbound Beginnings, though.
I've heard it's really tough. It's super
old school.
Yeah,
it's like there's a lot of grinding. Yeah. I don't really like the graphics, too.
Yeah, they look pretty... I agree.
It's pretty dated. I don't know, it just didn't really interest me. Mother 3 looks good, though. It's a Game Boy Advance game, so...
Yes, it is.
Oh. So
the graphics look pretty good.
Yeah, and it could easily come to the Wii U, too.
Yeah.
It could. That's the thing, is this is all possible. These are all within the realm of possibility, I feel, right? Like, and there's no reason why... Like, Lucas... We love Lucas here in America for whatever bizarre reason. The only thing he's actually known for is Mother 3.
Well, and Smash Brothers, of course, I thought.
Well, yeah, but that's what I mean. That's why he's in Smash Brothers. The only reason why... The only thing that he's actually in as a legitimate video game that isn't a compilation of a bunch of fighters fighting each other that are Nintendo characters is the one game that we've never had here in America.
It's like Roy and Marth, right? They were in Smash Bros. Before
they got
the Fire Emblem games.
Right.
Yep, very true.
Anyway, so that should be on Nintendo's to-do list. Matt, next game on your list.
The next game on my list is actually my top dog one, the one that I'm really wishing would come, and I think it'd be really cool if we saw it come over, is Star Fox 2 for the Super Nintendo.
Okay.
Now... There is actually a ROM, I believe, on the internet of Star Fox 2 because there is a finished product of Star Fox 2. Yeah. They decided not to release it because the Nintendo 64 was coming out and they didn't want to release this game and tote it as being this like amazing graphical showcase when they were just about to release their next big console. But there is a finished
version. They kind of dropped the ball on that.
Yeah, it took them just a little bit too long to get it ready to go. But there's a finished version of this game. It's done. It is all done and ready to be played. And this is one of those games that this is why the virtual console exists. For the possibility for games like this to find life. Which is exactly what they did with Earthbound Beginnings.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. It would be really, really cool to see something like this come to the virtual console.
Cool. That's a great pick. My last one is Contra. An NES game. Did that ever come to Wii?
All snaps.
I don't think so.
I'm almost positive it came to Wii. That's a classic one.
Yeah.
What?
Is it a rare game?
Not particularly, but I'm not paying like $25 for just a cartridge of it on eBay.
Gotcha.
Which is about what it's going for. I'd rather pay $5 and play it on my Wii U digitally. And I don't, you know, it might have been on the Wii at some point, but I don't believe it is at the moment anyway.
Like or Super C. Super
like Contra. C. Like I see Contra 3 on here. Super C, like you guys say.
I think Super C is on there.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Super C is. I think even Contra 3 for the Super Nintendo's on it. I would be pretty...
There's no Contra, though.
I would be pretty surprised. That's really kind of crazy. If there is not...
Let me look.
Contra, I'm going to do a search. We're all just searching for the exact same thing. This is like super entertaining radio right here.
I'm not seeing it. Not even on the Wii. I can't believe, you know, I was worried, Matt was the one who suggested this a feature for us, and I was worried that I wouldn't have any good ideas, but turns out I have the Wii.
Wow, Contra's not on the Wii?
Besides Star Fox 2.
Wow.
It is not. I'm seeing a bunch of other Contras, but not the original.
That's crazy.
It is.
That is absolutely, that's maddening, honestly. It's such a good game, too. Have you ever played it before?
I have.
I love Contra.
Not really extensively or anything, but yeah, a little.
It is $23 for just the cart.
Yep. Not paying it.
Wow. I gotta go dig through my garage.
Yep. All right. Anybody else have any great ideas for our virtual console wish list here, which has become pretty awesome already?
Well... Rather than on the Wii U, on the 3DS, I would like to have some RPGs, like Final Fantasy games, something like that.
It would be cool to see Final Fantasy Adventure or, you know, some of those classic Game Boy games. I would love them to release a Pokemon game on Virtual Console for the 3DS.
Yes.
I don't think
probably
they would,
not happen.
I know. I agree. Why? I don't see that it ever happening, but it would be so cool.
I think the reason they gave was the whole trading Pokemon or whatever.
Oh, okay. That's like kind of the whole idea, but you know what? They made, I don't know how many NES games are like this on the 3DS virtual console, but Balloon Fight is playable with a second player through download play.
I think it's the only one that I know of. That's the only, I've heard that. I've never tried it, but that's the only one that I personally know of.
That makes me think Nintendo could make it possible to trade Pokemon with classic Pokemon games as virtual console titles on the 3DS. So.
Well, they can always just give us a new remake.
Yeah. I guess that's a good point, too. I mean...
We'll get a Fire Fire Red and Leaf Leaf Green. Let's see. So yeah, Final Fantasy games. I don't think I've ever played a main series Final Fantasy game.
Nor have I.
So.
One of these days, though.
A main what?
Final Fantasy.
You've never played a main Final Fantasy game?
No, I've only played Final Fantasy Revenant Wings, and that's like a...
That's a cool game.
Strategy game.
Spinoff or something?
That's a pretty cool game, though, right?
Which there are a lot.
Yeah, I let my friend borrow it, but I never got it back.
Time to hunt him down.
Okay, so Matt, I guess you were saving these Twitter comments specifically for this because this is the virtual console thing is what your Twitter people commented on.
I have a few people with their wish lists for it, so let me just kind of read it off real quick. I know that we're running pretty late today.
Not bad, actually. My Audacity recording's just over an hour. We're on pretty good schedule, I think.
Okay, so let me go ahead and the very first one I asked... So I asked for three games is what I was kind of saying. Like, hey, if you have a game that you'd like to see on the wish list, what are three of them you'd like? And the very first one I have is from a guy named MetroidMan347 on Twitter. And he said Metroid Zero Mission is all three of them.
Ooh,
so
that's a great one.
He really wants Metroid Zero Mission. The next one I have is from FAKT00R.
I think he goes by Factor.
Factor? Yeah, that's what I was... Okay.
Yeah.
Fact-zerer? anyways, his three games are Rock and Roll Racing, Superstar Soccer Deluxe, and NBA Jam. NBA Jam is a must. I want this game so badly after he said that.
It's so awesome.
Oh, it's on fire. He's heating up. Oh, man, I love
Boom shakalaka.
Boom shakalaka.
Dunkus Interruptus is one of them from the Wii game.
You actually know NBA Jam, Holly?
I do.
Oh,
I played
a
lot of NBA Hang Time on the N64, which I don't know why it has a different name, but it's pretty much the same thing. Very arcadey basketball stuff.
Oh, yeah.
He couldn't hit the backside of a barn.
I'm so happy that you know NBA Jam, because I know you hate sports games, but I'm glad you know that one. Ant-Man or A.D. Virgilius. Anthony, we know him from Game Gravy. Sorry if I butchered your last name, Anthony, really bad. There you go. She said it right. He just wants to see the original Star Fox is what he said, which I didn't know it wasn't on there. But yeah, it would make sense that we could maybe just get something as simple as that.
Yeah, there's a lot of first-party Nintendo games that still haven't made it to the Wii U Virtual Console.
James Wright 85 on Twitter. James slash, what's it called?
Underscore.
Underscore, jeez. Underscore Wright 85. He would like to see Pokemon Red or Blue, which we already kind of discussed and agreed with. Mario Sunshine, which we were kind of keeping it to what was already on there, but this is just a wish list in general. But he said Mario Sunshine and Mario Kart Double Dash. And I got a real quick question for you guys. Do you really want to see other Mario Karts on the Virtual Console? Like, are you okay with seeing like Super Mario Kart, Mario Kart DS, and then we also have Mario Kart 8 all on one system?
I would like Mario Kart 64 personally. I know we kind of have actually talked about how we think that game's pretty dated, but I'd still like to see it on the Wii U just because it'd be simple to boot it up. And I actually have the controllers for it now. I could play with my family. I would like that, but that's not something I'm like, Nintendo, do it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just something that I would be happy with if Nintendo did do it.
Bradley, your thought on like releasing the same series of games on the same console?
It doesn't really excite me. I'd rather just play Mario Kart 8, but I mean, the only one I would kind of want to play is Double Dash, but besides that, eh.
Okay. And then the very last one that we have for comments about this particular question is from Amiibro, which I still love his name. It's awesome, Amiibro. And Green is at Green Moblin, which is awesome as well. He said Pokemon Red and Blue, which, you know, very good games. And then he wants to see Super Mario RPG, which I agree. Yeah. I would love to play that on the gamepad. I want to play all these like old school Super Nintendo RPGs on my gamepad. I think it'd be awesome.
I want to play on the go. I want it on my 3DS.
That'd be cool too.
RPGs on the 3DS, please.
And then Wario Smooth Moves for the Wii.
Ooh.
So I can't disagree with any of the things that he just said.
Yeah. Same here.
All right.
Anyway, so and Bradley, it looks like you know what, Bradley, you're not the only one, but we've just made it out to seem like you're the only one who is really just calling for portable RPG games for your 3DS.
Yeah, I don't want them on the Wii U.
That's an interesting thing. I would have loved to see the Fire Emblem Game Boy Advance games come to the 3DS, and I know that, like, I know Sacred Stones wasn't about to come to the 3DS Virtual Console, because then Nintendo would be not delivering on that promise that the Ambassador games, at least the GBA ones, are not going to ever be released to the general public. They got around that by putting them on the Wii U, but but I still would have loved to see Sacred Stones and the original Fire Emblem on the 3DS Virtual Console. Would have been awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would have been pretty cool. So here's my questions, Holly and Bradley, real quick. We're at an hour, and I know the listeners are probably like, keep talking, guys. But I have a lot of really good questions. Do we want to maybe hold these off for next week, or do we want to try to go through one or maybe two?
Are they on Virtual Console?
No. They're questions just on Twitter about
miscellaneous.
Yeah, I got some miscellaneous questions.
Let's save them for next week. We had a lot of great questions today, and thank you to our listeners for that, by the way.
Yes, yes, we did. We had a lot of really, really good questions. Here's what I say we do, because we're going to give away Ollie for the Nintendo 3DS this week. We have two copies, right?
Yes, we do. Two 3DS
codes.
North America only, as always, unfortunately.
So here's, to give away. Here's what I'm thinking. Everyone that sent a question in for this particular podcast, you're going to be already pre-entered into the drawing for next week. And then we're also making a call out right now to anybody that sends us either a tweet and or an email. We'll also enter you into the drawing as well to possibly win that code. But yes, we
use a hashtag too.
Oh yeah. And the hashtag for this week is going to be win Ollie. Pretty simple, right? Win Ollie.
Win
Ollie.
Ollie. Ollie.
Yes.
Sounds good. Make it very easy.
Hang on a sec. How do you spell Ollie?
O-L-L-I.
Okay. So there's no E.
No, Ollie.
Just
Ollie.
Keep that in mind. Yes. Otherwise, I will not see your tweet.
Yes. Win Ollie Ollie. Hashtag win Ollie Ollie. And then you'll be automatically entered to win this wonderful game for your Nintendo 3DS, which I don't know if we ever figured out. Can you also retrieve it on your Wii U?
I haven't tested that out again. The game is cross-buy, so we're trying to figure out whether, like, download code for the 3DS game will allow you to get a Wii U copy of it as well. Well, we're just lost.
I think you have to put the code in your 3DS, and then you get the Wii U version for free.
So, I'm not sure how
you're
it's going to
work. You're 100% on that?
Yeah, I mean, well, I got a review copy, so I got a download code.
Okay. Cause I
on the 3DS, and then
we got all these codes from Humble Bundle, and the Humble Bundle included both the Wii U and the 3DS
codes.
And I actually, like, I put mine into the Wii U. Wait a minute, the Wii U. I don't know if I ever actually tried to test it out. Oh my gosh, we'll let y'all know as soon as we can.
But
whether these codes will allow you to cross buy to the to the other system.
But yes, thank you guys so much for sending in these awesome questions. Mm-hmm. We really do have a lot of really good questions for next week's show. Who knows? Maybe next week we'll just try to do like a listener question show.
Yeah.
We could do
that. I like questions.
I do too. Send in some questions, guys. We're making a call out to all the listeners. We know that there's at least 10 of you that re-listen to this. So all 10 of you, please send a question in for next week, either by using our email address at podcast@nintendofever.com, or you can tweet at me directly. I am, of course, @onlymattdezen on Twitter. You can also tweet at Bradley, which is?
@BradleyCragen.
I'm @HollyFelmuth. You can also tweet @NintendoFever as well.
Yes, and @NintendoFever, if you're following them, good for you. If you're not, you're going to want to, because we're actually going to give away another Ollie code through the Twitter account. So there's three different ways to possibly win. Well, there's two different ways, but three codes up for grabs for this next week for the very, really awesome, amazing game called Ollie. I mean, I adore this game. It is one of my favorite games of all time for this generation. I've bought it on the computer. I've bought it on my Vita. I bought it on my 3DS and Wii U. And if it came to my smartphone, I would also buy it there. I want to play this game all the time, anytime. So very good.
They should have called it Holly then.
What?
Holly.
Holly?
Because Holly is awesome.
Yeah, totally.
The Hollinator.
Hollinator. Bradzilla.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Did you give out our email address? I totally missed that.
I did. podcast@nintendofever.com.
Cool. So now y'all know exactly what you got to do to enter some of our upcoming giveaways. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. This has been The Hollinator, Mateo, and Bradzilla.
Rawr.
Episode 23. We'll see you next week.
Adios.
Bye.